Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. At 6:30 here on a Thursday morning, 25 degrees. A few hundred people in the Central American migrant caravans moving through Mexico have made it to the U.S. border. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The two primary Central American caravans making their way through Mexico still have between 4,000 and 7,000 people and are still about 1,000 miles from the U.S. border. But smaller segments of the larger caravan began arriving in Tijuana. Most went directly to the border to celebrate. Some climbed the fence and taunted Border Patrol agents. Others stayed along the fence line. They all appear to want their presence known to both immigration authorities and the media.
Dura papi. Puro dura, puro catracho.
Catracho is slang for Honduran. It's unclear if these migrants will begin the process of applying for asylum or just try to make their way into California.
Defense Secretary James Mattis visited the American troops posted at the border in Texas Wednesday, said the deployment is good training for war, despite criticism that the effort is a political stunt.
A man who secretly photographed and made videos of women as they undressed at a Kansas tanning salon has been sentenced to 60 days in jail.
Tracy Driscoll also was ordered to serve 3 years of probation when he's released from jail. Driscoll pleaded no contest in September in Barton County to 6 counts of breach of privacy. While on probation, he won't be able to use the internet or a phone with a camera. He must also pay for fines and for counseling for one of the victims. Additionally, 3 victims are suing. The sentence was the maximum possible for the charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commissioners Wednesday brought back an item they discussed 2 weeks ago, and there were some minor fireworks when they talked it over.
That issue is how many commissioners constitute a quorum and then can vote on matters that affect the public. Right now, it takes 3 commissioners to pass ordinances. New rules proposed would drop that number from 3 to 2. Commissioner Richard Ranzau was upset the issue was brought before the commission on short notice 2 weeks ago and again on Wednesday.
This is amazing. It's comical. You got 3 commissioners who brought up an off-agenda item last week and didn't tell 2 commissioners at all about it and ramrodded it through.
The commission voted to pass the resolution and let stand the current rules that a quorum constitutes 4 commissioners. Commissioner Ranzau voted no. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Supporters of the Starlight Drive-In are facing a new challenge after the theater's projectors have been sold. Wichita City Council member James Clendenin says the 2 high-definition projectors are worth about $75,000 each.
Obviously, the projectors being sold is a major issue, a hurdle. I still have some hope that someone in the community would like to purchase this drive-in and preserve an iconic quality of life amenity.
Clendenin says he doesn't know what the city's involvement could be, but says Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell has been supportive of keeping the drive-in open.
A federal judge is expected to rule on CNN's lawsuit against the White House today after reporter Jim Acosta's press pass was revoked.
President Trump and Acosta got into it during the president's news conference the day after the midterms last week.
Hey, one other question. Are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask.
I'll tell you what. CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
The White House then revoked Acosta's press pass, citing his refusal to surrender the microphone to an intern to allow other reporters to ask questions. CNN calls the revocation an unabashed attempt to censor the press. Fox News has filed a friend of the court brief, siding with CNN. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The average temperature in Wichita this time in November is 60, and so far our average this month has been 49. So you can tell we've been in quite a cold snap. Things finally start to return to normal again later on this afternoon. Sunny and 56 for the high, clear and 31 tonight, Friday's high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour and 25 degrees. Ooh, up in the mid-50s today. How about that?
Nice. Mm. Yeah, back to normal.
7 days until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 1 week from today, baby.
I'm starting to get a little fired up about this. Just thinking about the turkey and all the, you know, it's one of those times, a lot like Christmas for me. I start having memories of great Thanksgiving dinners with all my cousins. I had tons of cousins, and we would get together and have these feasts, and the men would all sit together and around a card table play cards all afternoon, and play bridge all afternoon, smoking their cigarettes and just filling the house with smoke. Not a terribly happy memory, but it's a memory anyway. In Romania, okay, it's said that honesty is its own reward, but a Romanian man did receive a monetary award for returning the $107,000 he found inside a secondhand cupboard he bought. Adela Stanisi says her husband, a construction worker, bought the cupboard from a popular online site. Days later, he looked inside, found a metal box stuffed with euro notes, 500 euro notes. Stanisi says they wanted to return the money, so they went to find the owner. Turns out the owner had no clue about the treasure hidden inside. The man's wife says the honest buyers were rewarded for their honesty, but didn't say how much they were given. So, $107,000 worth of euros in there, and he took it back. Romania, huh?
Well, if the owner didn't know where it was, the guy should have said, well, then I'll just keep it.
Oh, you don't know about the money, huh?
No, well,
never mind.
Never mind.
Mistake. Deputy National Security Advisor Meyer Ricardle is leaving the White House one day after First Lady Melania Trump's office issued an extraordinary statement calling for her dismissal. Aides say Ricardle clashed with the First Lady's staff over her visit to Africa last month. Tuesday, the First Lady's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, released a statement saying, "It is a position of the Office of the First Lady that she no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House." She, meaning Ricardle. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says Ricardle will have a new role in the administration, as far away from the First Lady as possible.
Yeah, I would assume, yes.
You just have to wonder, what was that all about?
Something's going on.
It must have been pretty nasty. You know, just as you're going on a trip and this advisor gets tough or something. Yeah, anyway. Who knows what goes on behind those closed doors in the White House? 636.
Well, I'm sure she'll write a book about it someday.
Have a book. The whole thing's going to come out sooner or later. You know it will. Last night, happened to be in Derby visiting my son, who lives in Derby, of course. And then afterwards, Sally and I headed home and decided we would stop at. Where do you think we stopped, Ted?
Did you go to Pizza John's?
Bingo.
Nice.
Yep. Pizza John's in Derby.
Oh, man.
Of course, one of our favorite people and a great advertiser here with Steve and Ted. They were busy. On Wednesday night, they had people coming in, picking up phone-in orders.
Wow.
So, Shelly had a hoagie. Delicious. I got a bite or two of it myself. And I had the baked spaghetti. Pizza John's in Derby.
You're a big supporter of the baked spaghetti.
I am a baked spaghetti fan. Shelly says, why is that different? I said, I can't explain it. It's just. It's good, you know. And I like it. So, there we go. That was our exciting evening last night.
I don't deviate too far from the cheese bread and the pizza when I'm...
I know. You're pretty much a purist on that regard. Wichita Police, you've got a story here that you've got from City Hall and the police department. Increases in robberies at the holiday as the holidays approach. I don't know if you know, the blotter sheet that you look at, I don't know if you've noticed how many shopliftings there are, but I think shopliftings kind of go way up this time of year.
Yeah, that's something that's fairly constant all year long.
Okay.
There's usually at least...
You don't think there's a big spike?
Five, six, seven shoplifting cases every day. No, yeah. You're right. It does go up this time of year.
Well, just to, you know, and we're going to get these cautionary notes from the police, I'm sure, over the next few weeks. Hey, don't leave things in your car in the parking lot, you know.
Yep, that's another
packages where people can see them.
That's another thing that goes up this time of year is people leave recently bought items or presents
just in plain sight
in their car. And
yeah.
It takes someone about 5 or 6 seconds to break out your window and take those, and they're gone.
And, you know, the other thing is that people have been stealing guns out of cars, too. Big stories on that.
That's been a problem for about the last year. Yeah,
it's that time of the year. I know it's a time when we all want to talk about our fellow man and how wonderful they are, but be careful. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted, and we've got, what have we got? Oh, Tom Leffler with KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex Wednesday had a quiet trading session news-wise. Now, there's still virtually no cash cattle trade taking place. The cattle complex early in the session scored new highs for the week, then spent the rest of the session bouncing up and down like a yo-yo. The close ended on the negative side yesterday. We also saw lean hog futures trade two-sided and close negative as price of pork and cash hogs continue to trend lower. On the close, December live cattle, 77 cents lower at 114.60. Jan feeders were unchanged at 146.97. And December lean hogs down 30 cents at $57 even. Fun short covering supported the soybean complex Wednesday and allowed a positive close. While fun long liquidation continued to put selling pressure on the wheat futures, the corn futures traded and closed mixed yesterday. And this morning is the monthly NOPA soybean crush report. At the moment, December KC wheat's 2 cents higher, 483. December corn, a penny and a half higher, 368.5. And Jan soybeans, 9.5 cents higher at 893. December crude oil trading 15 cents higher, 56.40. December gold down 40 cents at 1209.70. December S&P, 7.5 points higher, 2706. December dollar index, 36 cents higher, 97.02. And December Dow Jones futures holding 66 points higher at 25,106. We're looking for commodity trading or ag marketing advisory. Contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Nicole, recently, when you held your seminar and Ted and I showed up and you showed off your giant computer screen, I'm just wondering if maybe you could sell that to the folks down at the Starlight Theater and they could use that for their drive-in screen.
You think we'd get drive-in running again?
That is a big screen you have there. We're envious, you know. We've got nothing like that. That's a big screen.
It did show up good, and they've got its point across.
Now, when your wife goes in there and climbs the ladder with her with all of her cleaning tools to clean that off, it'll take, what, about 3 days for her to do that?
I guess that would be about right.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, do you two whole cans of pledge on that thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Ted and I have the case of computer screen envy. So it's big.
It was big.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Hey, the priests coming to town, Ted, of course. These are three Catholic, I think they're Irish priests,
yes.
Right? And they have beautiful, beautiful voices, and they're going to have a concert coming up at the Orpheum. They're internationally known. They've got a number of CDs out. And they're coming up at the Orpheum November 23rd at 8 p.m.
A week from tomorrow.
And now I've got a couple of pairs of tickets that I'm going to be giving away sometime this morning.
Aha!
With Steve and Ted, so be listening for your chance to win, and I'm going to toss in a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger.
Very nice.
The priests.
Yeah, listen for your chance to win.
Time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Yep.
And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
642, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Clean your garage and your mind. Don's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.